أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون. وقل للمؤمنات يغضضن من أبصارهن ويحفظن فروجهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
Say to the believing men that they lower their sights and they guard their chastity, that will make for greater purity for them, and Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all that they do. Generally, the eye and the ear are the chief avenues to temptation, lust. When a person doesn't check these two passages and these avenues, then he lands himself into endless problems and troubles. The hadith has warned against these two areas. An-nazru sahmum min sihami iblis masmum. The sight is a poison arrow of iblis, shaitan. And the one who takes care of sight and his eyes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a sweetness of faith, sweetness of iman. He will experience sweetness within his height, within his heart. Nabi Sallam had cautioned Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu that first sight, that first glance is forgiven. That is the first accidental sight, not the deliberate sight. By accident, someone has to see, then this first sight and first glance is forgiven. So this is those two avenues, primary avenues, through which man loses himself. And the commencement point, the starting point for all evil are these two. Either the ears had heard something or the eyes had seen something. Now you cannot control and resist the temptation. You want to go closer and nearer until you lose all your self-respect and self-esteem. So hence, the beginning point, that is the sight and the glance, Allah Ta'ala, the creator of mankind, He says, take care of this. يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبُصَارِهِمْ. Lower your sight. When you will lower your sight, you will, so as to say, close the shutters onto yourself, then for the temporary moment, for the short moment, you may find a little bit of trauma. It was such a beautiful thing, and I had to close my eyes. But after that, Allah Ta'ala will replace you with the sweetness of faith. But if you give in to this temptation, and you allow yourself that glance, for the moment you will have some enjoyment, but thereafter you will be replaced with trauma, with pain, that you have seen something, but you cannot make any more advancement and any more access to it. Apart from that, it breaks the relationship in society and community, that you are turned away from the love and the respect towards your wife, towards strange women. So when you do not have the type of appreciation and the respect for your wife, obviously there's going to be marital problems, and all these have started from this point, that is, you didn't guard and take care of your side. If you looked after your side, then mentally you are at ease. You do not suffer any type of agony and any type of trauma. You will appreciate and respect your wife more, and thereby there will be a good environment within the very home. يَهُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. So say to the believing men that they should lower their sight and they should guard their chastity. This will make for greater purity for themselves. That your heart is clean, your mind is clean, your heart doesn't wander around in areas that it's not supposed to be wandering around, all on account of the sight. And similarly say to the believing woman that they should lower their sight and they should guard their chastity and not make a display of their beauty except what normally appears thereof. The outer garment, obviously, that's the furthest the woman could conceal herself. So the outer garment that will remain exposed. But this outer garment also shouldn't be such that that in itself becomes an attraction. Then you are defeating the purpose. Your garment was to conceal all beauty and make you unattractive in the presence of strangers. But now if that outer garment has attraction in itself, then obviously when the outer is so beautiful and attractive, then it will cause men to look towards that woman deeper and deeper. When the outer is so attractive, then what will the inner beauty be like? So man will want to explore beyond. So hence, the outer garment should not be defeating the purpose of chastity and self-respect. It must be such that no person feels like looking beyond. وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جِيُوبِهِنَّ. And let them draw their veils over their bosoms, unlike the days of ignorance where women used to leave their chests open, that there wasn't that veil that was drawn over their bosoms. So now draw the veil over the bosom so that the breast may not be revealed or the shape thereof may not be revealed, like it is customary nowadays, that they may be covering themselves, but the shape and the formation is all very, very distinct and clear. Thereby, as though they are displaying themselves, they are advertising themselves. If they weren't advertising themselves, then why do they display in this manner? وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جِيُوبِهِنَّ. And let them draw their veils over their bosoms. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. And they should not display their beauty except in the presence of their husbands. So these are the people that they could display their beauty to, that is the husbands, or their fathers, or their husbands' fathers, or their children, or their husbands' children, or their brothers, their own blood brothers, or their brothers' children, or their brothers' children, or their sisters' children, or their women. So in the presence of all these people, they may be allowed to display their beauty, their ornaments, etc., if they raise up their sleeves and their hands are opened. So this is all permissible for them, that this is done in the presence of these people. O ma malakat aymanuhun, or their slaves, males, the women slaves that they do have, they are allowed also to display their beauty in the presence of their female slaves. Abitabi'een, and those people, those men who naturally have no attraction towards women. Mentally they are deranged, they have some type of drawback, they naturally have absolutely no understanding, no senses, and no attraction towards women. Abitifli alladheena lam yazharu ala awrati nisa. They are like children, they do not know what it is, what attraction and what woman means. So these people are also exempt. Similarly, those little small children who yet do not understand the temptation and the attraction of woman. وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنْ. Further, as a precautionary note, then let them not strike their feet, that they may draw attention to their inner beauty. They may not strike their feet, that they may not draw attention to their concealed beauty. Obviously, there are different ways to attract people. One is to expose some part of the body, or to show the contours and the shape of the body, and the other is to draw attention by one's walk. So she is walking, and the walk is such that it is drawing some attention towards herself. So this is also impermissible. Either the walk is such, or she's wearing some type of anklets, like it's worn in Eastern countries, that people are attracted towards the sound, the ringing of her jewelry. Similarly, if just striking the feet is an attraction, then how much more is the voice an attraction? So if you are not allowed to strike your feet in a manner that is drawing attention, then how much more should the woman guard herself from speaking to strange men? Obviously, these are the two areas that men are attracted, either the voice or the looks. These are the two areas that men are attracted. So like looking is an avenue towards the haram, similarly is the voice an avenue towards the same type of an attraction. So unnecessarily she must avoid speaking to men, and men should avoid speaking to them. If there is the need, then let it be short but not sweet. In the Kitab al-Nawazil, where the statements of the fuqaha have been mentioned, therefore they say that it is not even right for women to learn the Quran, basic thing that they have to learn. They should not even learn the Quran under males. As far as possible, that education, even little children, they should do and see that that education and the ta'lim of the Quran is done by females, females to females. So there isn't that type of lingering feeling within the mind and attraction. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, and turn to Allah Ta'ala in repentance, O believers all together, that you may prosper. The discreet guna that you are committing within the mind, within the heart, the fantasizing, and the little type of thoughts that pass your mind about women, etc., then all are guilty of this. So therefore, all of you, make tawbah to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala all together. Don't count yourself to be totally innocent of all this. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, it is natural for you to feel attracted, so that attraction can mislead you, it can lead you astray, it can cause a whole lot of confusion in your mind. So the right thing for you is turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in repentance, O believers all together, that you may prosper.